I shall begin a little speech, but it will not be very long. It is just to make an introduction. The actual content of the workshop should be held around the table. It will be easier for us to share the hardware. But we can make a little record in order to give pointers for people who want to attend the beginning of the workshop by video. Then, first, I shall talk about a little distribution which is held on a USB thumb drive, and I shall show how to use it. First, this little thumb drive was designed to be used by French students, but it can be used by other nationalities. We can localize some details. So I plugged it in, and at some time, maybe, I will be able to see the contents. Let's have a look here. Oh, no, that is ConfClerk. Here is it. So I have two directories, two main points. One is named Knopix because the distribution is based on Knopix. And I shall make a little modification. I go to the directory named boot, then syslinux, and then open and edit the file syslinux.cfg, this one, GNU. GNU is a good editor. So, here is the definition of the keyboard. I shall comment it out. So, by default, the keyboard will be an English keyboard. Later on, I shall search language settings. Here is some language setting. I don't know. Do you see the cursor? You see lang equals FR. So I shall modify it. Each lang equals FR should be changed to lang equals EN. Everyone. That's done and saved. So now, when I shall boot from this USB stick, I shall have the English environment. When I explain how to do it to my students, they are told just to boot with the stick plugged in the computer. Then it depends on the computer. This one has been set so the USB stick is immediately detected. I just use a narrow key in order to prevent the automatic boot. You can modify the boot parameters here. Maybe you see the line with long equals EN. It is the line we modified. So if I type enter, the boot will be the default boot we defined. The environment detects Wi-Fi signals and also wired Ethernet signals. So I shall try the Ethernet cable here. Here is it. So the boot time is roughly 1 minute with this old machine, which is 5 years old, which is quite surprising for people who are using Windows and are used to wait 5 minutes before doing anything. It will be a little longer because I must set up the two screens, my screen and the screen of the beamer. So that's it. I can begin working, but I must change the output. So, my view. Should be almost done. Yes, done. So you see a photo of my school's main entrance. This picture was awarded. The author of this picture was awarded Glory. She is a student of my school who will pass her baccalaureate this year. Then, when we shall begin the real workshop, we shall use mainly the electronic parts or the educational part or the programming part. Each of these three parts has many applications. As I told you, the internet access was granted without a problem. So I shall try to show you a few links to use full informations. First information will be about hardware box, which is quite inexpensive. It is sold in India, and the public price is 3,000 rupees. I don't know how to... I don't know the rate exchange with Taiwan dollars. But as far as I know, it is the less expensive system to do physical measurements, and which can emulate a four-channel oscilloscope. So first, the link. Just search XPies. And here is it. There is now quite a lot of explanation in video format, etc. So to summarize it, it's a tool for learning science, and you can experiment. When you buy the kit, it comes with some components, magnets. Oh, there is a strong magnet here in because of the microphone is ticked on it. Microphones, condenser, resistances, resistors, excuse me, and many things. So you can do approximately 50 experiments which are described in the booklet. However, it is like a construction kit. You can make the 50 experiments and then you can just invent. So this is the first useful link. The second one should be USB.freeduck. Oh, yes, English keyboard. That is so. USB. Dot. Is it a dot? Oh, not. It's not a dot. How strange. I shall use a French keyboard. So it's not load keys. In graphic, it should be set X key, bmap FR. Sorry, I shall use French. Now I can find the dot. My browser has a French preference, so it began with the French page. Let us go to the English translation. So you have some contents here. And you can find how to download this one. Yes. The keyword here should be Friedrich dash G. Barth. Jean Barth is the name of my high school. Maybe I must click here. Here it is, but I must go to English. Okay, so how to get this pen drive? Browse this link. And here you should have, the explanation are in French language. Sorry, I did not check that the continuity for English language was not correct. EN. Something is going wrong. So I shall make a translation. Téléchargement is download. So you download this file, which is quite heavy, little less than 4 gigabytes. You uncompress it with G unzip, and then you transfer the data on a USB stick. This can be done with very simple commands with Linux, and there is a recipe to do it with Windows. Windows user can use the application Win32 disk imager. Then, just for the record, I shall show what can be done with this little box. This box contains a little computer and communicates with the main computer by a USB cable. So I plug it. The software is already installed in the computer. The software is named ACE17 because this little box is named ACE17. And I shall start the application. So, electronics, or I have only the manual, so education. Here is it, expires 17. It is somewhat longer with the USB stick than with the hard disk, but here it comes. So, yes, you are seeing it. Maybe you are seeing a screen which is much like an oscilloscope screen. That will be easier to show when we will sit around the table. I just have a wire which goes out the wave generator slot and another one which enters input A1. And I shall undo the contact and then just touch with my hands. Oh, something happens. But that is weird. What can it be? So I shall change the time base. I shall change the sensitivity here. How strange. Do you see here the amplitude seems to be near 0.05 volt, and the frequency is 60 hertz. Oh, maybe I'm not in France. Maybe I'm in Taiwan, because this is the mains frequency. And my corpse is influenced by that lot of wires. But there are probably other frequencies. So let us have a Fourier transform. Here is it. Oh, the signal at 60 hertz is very strong. There is no signal at 120, but there is one at 180. Interesting. I shall not make a physical explanation of this, but you see that not every harmonic, if you know what a harmonic means, are there. So, this little box is very interesting. It cannot have the same features as an oscilloscope, because an oscilloscope can go to a wider frequency range, but this is good for audio frequencies, and it can go up to ultrasound frequencies. So it is quite useful to explain things in high schools. As this box is not that expensive, we can lend this box to students exactly as we can lend a book. It is twice the price of a twice the price of an average book. Then a signal generator. Oh, the frequency is bigger. And the signal is stronger. So here is it. I make another Fourier transform, and here you see there is a single frequency. So we can have four different entries, but to play with them, we should make experiments with the small kit. So the entries are not exactly with the same status. A2 is quite as A1. A3 is a little different. But the fourth one must be the microphone entry. The microphone entry is a microphone which is embedded in this little box, and the amplified output of the microphone is here on the box. So I shall unplug the wave generator, use the microphone, and try to... Oh, I must activate the microphone here. Hello. Nothing. I missed something, but I don't know what. Sorry, I missed something. Activate the channel? Maybe. When I activate on the right side, it gives me hints about the amplitude and about the frequency. But the amplitude is not very significant, and the frequency would be very, very high. So I missed something, but I forgot which I missed. I think it would be better now to stop the video record. I just remind the two important links. So one is usb.freeduc.org, and the other one, the most important one, I think, is expies.en. I shall just have a look at the packages. Maybe, yes, bigger. So a petit cage search expires. Oh, this is my USB stick, and it was not updated, so I shall update it. So let us nature make its work, and meanwhile I shall talk a little about the USB disk. The USB disk comes with the read-only part. This read-only part contains all of the initial settings and all of the initial software. I can install some software more just using APT. I can do changes and I can save files. And if a student breaks everything, it is not a problem. You just need to wipe out one partition and everything begins exactly like it was at boot time the first time you used the USB stick. So this environment is very safe to use with students. I can also say to parents that if their child use the familiar computer with the stick, no modification is made by default on the computer's hard disk. This is interesting, and many parents like to know that their child is not supposed to make modification or to input viruses in the family computer. So, will be this last a long time? Finished. Oh, sorry. I did not do the right command. I did not see the N. So here are all the packages which are in Debian main about XSPICE. So this one is for the former format of this measurement box, and the current one is that one, XSPICE 17. And there are document packages to give the user manual. Currently, the supported languages are English by default and French, but translations are welcome. So this would be the end of the video record. Thank you.